3,000 years is a long time. 3,000 years ago, a Hebrew man, a Jew, came face to face with God and thereafter wrote an incomparable account of his experience. Some would say he wrote the greatest of all the Psalms. This Jew wrote Psalm 139. And the theme of the Psalm is very straightforward and very simple. The theme is God is the inescapable. We cannot escape from God. That too is a very old theme. Listen to how it was put in our time. I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches of the years. I fled him down the labyrinth ways of my own mind. Men and women are still feeling that they are fleeing from God. And whether they know it or not, God is still inescapable. All people, whether in this life or the next, must come face to face with our God, whose mysterious providence is over all the days. And we see that again and again in our daily life. And we acknowledge it particularly at the time of harvest and the ingathering of crops. The psalm begins with confrontation. Lord, you have searched me and known me. Your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. And so the psalm ascends into a Te Deum. I will praise you, for I am wonderfully made. And then it descended into a plea for the destruction of the wicked. And it ends, O God, how I wish you would kill the wicked. And it ends with a prayer of supplication. Search me, O God, and know my heart. I wonder what we think about that request. How I wish you would kill the wicked. Do we believe in that? Some of us who are old enough would not ever have wanted the punishment of death for certain crimes to be taken away. And in these days when there is so much violence in the world, the whole question about shooting, killing, not simply with the gun, but with the bomb, with the drone, in all the other ways. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Confrontation. Waylaid in the memory that still vibrates through his being. You have beset me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me and too high for me to attain. But the knowledge of God is such that he wished almost to escape from God. The psalmist Whither shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your spirit? And the answer is, you cannot, for God is inescapable. And the psalmist continues, I will praise you, says the psalmist, for I am wonderfully made. And the psalmist pictures God knitting him together, sinew and bone coming together, and yet simply beginning as a fetus in his mother's womb. And as he meditates on the countless evidence of all the wise mind at the very heart of creation, the psalmist falls asleep, lost in wonder at God's wisdom. And when he awakens, he finds himself still in the presence of God. If ever a special day should remind us of the presence of God, it is on a day when we would celebrate the ingathering of harvest. But the question comes to mind because of the things that happen in our world and the way we have developed certain things. Do we actually still need a harvest festival? Many people ask it. Strawberries in December, lettuce in January might suggest otherwise. But then again, in these last days and weeks, we have been inundated with the rain, and many places in this country and throughout the world have known the disaster of flooding. Floods, violent winds, they threaten the ingathering of crops, and they make us stop and think. How precious our hold on the course of life, and how distant we can become from our dependence on the providence of God. Thanks to the ingenuity of modern civilization, we are no longer bound by the seasons, for what is set before us on our tables can come from any part of time, from many different parts of our world. And what's set before us on our tables, we have to realize, binds us still to God, from whom the seasons come. A harvest festival, a harvest Thanksgiving service, is more than just an opportunity for us to be reminded of the one from whom all life comes and without whom we could not be. Guide me in the everlasting way, says the psalmist. We are more favored even than the psalmist. We are favored because when the psalmist wrote his words, the supreme revelation of God to his people had not yet taken place. The psalmist who wrote 139 did not know the risen Christ, did not know the Christ who was born and lived on earth. The supreme revelation of God in history has come to pass, and we live in the light of that revelation. We know, as the psalmist did not know, that the inescapable God is our Heavenly Father, one who loves us and watches over us. We know from the psalmist Not what God's, that not God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God, do we still need a harvest? I'm not sure. But what I do know is God, who sent his son, loves us. And God, who sent his son, has gifted us not simply food and drink and all that sustains life in a fairly normal way, but he has given us the power of his Holy Spirit, a spirit which sustains us and enables us to know him, to love him, to seek not to escape from him. We are to understand through Jesus Christ our Lord that God is now here in all the power of his Holy Spirit. And I believe I have said on more than one occasion that there is in this congregation the strength of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit will take you forward in a way that you might never have thought would have happened, but it is about to. You are going to come closer to some of his other children as you link with other congregations. And you have within you this power to live as God wishes you to live, this power to share with others all that God has given to those who are in the world. And it may be that we don't really need a harvest Thanksgiving service as once we did. Yet we so often forget that God gave himself for us, that it is right and good that we gather in all that God gives us and gives thanks, that we might remind ourselves throughout and through these gifts of his continuing giving, not simply or only through the harvest, but through his Son and through the power of his Spirit. Again, the question, where can we go to escape our Heavenly Father? And the answer is nowhere. The God who promised that seed time and harvest will never fail will ever continue to be the same God who, as Jesus says, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Let us pray. Father God, bring us always into your arms that we might know your love and find your strength. And may we know that strength to be your Holy Spirit. And may we use it as a blessing, not simply for ourselves, not simply for those who are like us in so many different ways, but for those who would go in their own way, a way which would fight against those who are their neighbors, those who share our world. Help us as we go forward to love one another and to find friendship and service between nations so that all may live in harmony from childhood to age and to beyond. So, Father God, may we hear your word. May we know it preached. May we live it through your love and through your power. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.